Well, it is time once again to have a common sense discussion on social justice. In his podcast that you can find on Mater Dei Radio platforms, Michael Davis talks every week about social justice issues and also a common sense approach to those. Michael, thanks so much for joining me once again.
Yeah, thank you, Brenda, for the invite, and good morning to you.
Michael, since we began our discussions, you've been covering the compendium of social justice, and today we're getting to the conclusion of that. How many months have you spent talking about the compendium?
Well, it's been at least 3 months. I mean, there's 12 chapters. We do it once a week, and then some of the chapters had 3 or 4 weeks themselves, so maybe it's been longer than that.
So in the months that you spend going through each part of the compendium, was there a particular topic that you found really intriguing, like for yourself, and another one that you found a little difficult to understand where the church is drawing us to?
Yeah, so the one that really hit home with me was how much time they took to define humanity. What is a human person? It took a long time in the compendium to define that, but it unwrapped a lot of things for me to really open my eyes. Now, the difficulty for me is, especially since our listener base is varied in their faiths and life experiences, is their insistence that true justice happens through the church and the community of the church. And I know where they're coming from, because I believe that if the church was truly living out its reality, that would be the case in the world. So, but because we're dealing with all of the topsy-turviness of this world, I struggled through that one a little bit.
Michael, oftentimes I believe that Pope Francis gets misunderstood in his comments because he is addressing the whole world. And we here in the United States, we want to take everything he says and identify it through our American lens, right? And it can be convoluted.
Yeah.
With the compendium, is that also written in a way that all of these subjects are written universally, or that as Americans that some of these apply and some don't just because of our place in the world?
Yeah, I definitely would say it's written universally. In fact, at the very beginning of the compendium, the Pontifical Council says their goal is to create a document that is universal in its approach, and not just universal as far as geographically, but universal in human experience. And I think they did a good job with that. Sometimes they got very heavily Catholic, and it seemed somewhat American, but if you let them flesh it out a little bit, you see how they ended up reaching their goal.
And in social justice discussions, as far as the church is concerned, are these issues, regardless of the culture from which they come from, meaning that the way that we experience the world is based on our American culture, much different than, say, somebody who is, you know, living in a country where there's, you know, corrupt government and resources are very few, and so they're experience of the world totally different.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly achieved approaching all of that. I mean, their main themes were economic injustices, political injustices, and they really hit the governments hard in the compendium. Like, you guys need to straighten up. They really hit poverty, hunger, and abandonment and then the family. They just said, you know, the family is where it really all starts, and that's a worldwide phenomenon.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. We are having a common sense discussion on social justice. Michael Davis, one of the hosts of our great podcast, standalone podcast that you can find on Mater Dei Radio and the free Hail Mary Media app. He's joining me today. Well, after several months, he is now at the conclusion of the compendium. So, Michael, let's talk about this week's podcast. In conclusion, it's talking about love. Now, we've talked about it on the show oftentimes, and many people are familiar with Thomas Aquinas in his definition of what is love. He says it is willing the good of the other. Now, the compendium, though, Well, similar in its thought, it does take it to another level. Mm-hmm. Explain to our listeners what the compendium says about what is love and what is its fruit.
Yeah, so first of all, God is love.
That's right.
You have to start there. You have to start by observing God, knowing God, so that you can even do that. And as you said, love is the root and justice is the fruit of that love. And yeah, they did take it to a different level. So St. Thomas Aquinas did say it is willing the good of the other. And if we really pay attention, that's not a surface statement. It's pretty deep. But they take it to another level by saying that love is entering into the suffering of injustice. The example of Christ on the cross entering into our consequences of our actions. You got Mother Teresa, who isn't just serving the poor in India from a ivory tower, but she's entering into their suffering. And so love is literally not just giving, for example, to the homeless. No, it's entering into their suffering. That's tough stuff.
It is tough stuff. And it is really important for us to understand, to always try to grow deeper into our faith.
Yes.
This is what this is all about. And for all of us, well, it is a journey. And there's, as every journey, it's easier at times and more difficult at times. But the way that you lay out the journey of social justice in our ideals within our church and the way we meant to live them out is absolutely excellent. Well, Michael, another great podcast available for our listeners to listen to, perhaps maybe on their way home. Now that you're through the compendium, though, what's next for Common Sense?
Wow, that's a tough one. There's a lot of subjects to cover. I'm going to do some miscellaneous topics. We're going to kind of go back and tie up some loose ends on employment and economic injustices. And we're going to look more specifically into various injustices suffered by certain classes of people and by families. Those kinds of things. But then eventually, and I don't know when, but I want to get into some encyclicals by popes, especially the encyclicals from a long time ago that actually started off the whole social justice teaching of the church and got it all organized around the time of the Industrial Revolution. So yeah, those are some of the topics coming up.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. I think so often, especially through a political lens, we look at social justice in the more recent of years, but our church has always been talking about it. Well, since the very beginning, as Christ said, there will always be poor among you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Thank you for this great podcast, and I look forward to having another discussion. And again, that is Michael Davis. His podcast is Common Sense on Social Justice. All of his past episodes can be found at materdayradio.com. You're also going to have access to those on the free Hail Mary Media app.